This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
Sharing Australia's softest tissues has never been easier. Now you can send a Kleenex Silk Touch sample pack to someone you love for free. Go to the Kleenex Facebook page today. Kleenex. Share the softness.
Social distancing got you down? Tired of scrolling the same bad news? Miss your local music scene? Well, we've got you covered. Digital video experts, Front Row Seat Productions, and podcast gurus New Pod City have teamed up to bring you Feed the Music live stream, a brand new platform that brings the live music event directly into your home. Now you can live stream your favorite local music venue for only $5. The money collected goes to support the musicians performing the music. That's right, your $5 subscription goes a long way. From getting a front row seat at the live event, to access of the recording for 30 days after, bonus swag, and most importantly, financially supporting the musicians. Sign up today at feedthemusiclivestream.com.
Hi, this is Dane Lapidow, the Hebrew Aaron Blacksmith, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves Podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events, art,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Ah, yes. Back in the saddle again.
Yes.
Trenton Waves.
Here we are.
Here we are again.
Yes.
I so wish I had either a glass of water or coffee, but no, I got nothing. Again, I'm the second show with nothing to drink.
Well, this is your studio. Buy some water.
You know what else goes good with water? Soap.
Soap.
Soap goes really good with water. Speaking of soap.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's speak of soap.
It's not a soap opera.
No.
Although I was singing. It's more of a soap adventure. A soap journey, if
you
will.
Let's take a soap journey.
Right? We're taking a soap journey today.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast here. We have a second time.
Right.
First time guest.
Right.
Okay.
I think actually that this is a better time. I think it was meant to be that
I think
we,
it was meant to be.
We talk about soap
yeah.
now.
Right.
Since everyone's really into hand washing.
Podcasty, I know you're on the edge of your seat just waiting for us to introduce
mm-hmm.
this guest.
Yes.
I say we don't torture them any longer.
No.
And welcome, Marianne and Robert Resto. Woo! Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome. How are you?
Good. Hello. Listen to that crowd. They love you. That crowd loves you. Marianne, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank
yes.
you.
So sorry that it didn't work out last time. We had a great interview with you, and then it just got corrupt, and it didn't work.
It happens sometimes, but we reconnected.
This is the time.
This is the time, right. This is a better time.
And your husband, Robert, is here this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody.
Rob, calm down, Rob. Rob is an interesting-looking dude. Rob has this whole, like, expander in his ears, the tats. He has a beard, no mustache.
He's got a look.
He's got a definite look going. I would not want to, like, run into him in a dark alley. Actually, no, a light alley. Because then I'd see what he looks like. And then I'd be even more intimidated. A dark alley might actually be better.
I guess you just trimmed the beard off.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, it was down. Remember it was down here?
Yes, that's right. That's
right. There was something different about you. We saw you the other day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was getting caught in my zippers. And food in it, everything. So I'll probably grow it back, but it was just getting annoying.
I got to tell you, I haven't shaved in a long time. And it's not because I'm trying to grow a beard. It's just laziness. And I can't stand it. I don't know how you deal with it. I really don't.
Maybe it gets to a certain point, and it's like growing your hair where you like you just got to muscle through the really awkward stage. And then it gets to the stage you like
I've never had a beard before. My wife was watching the show Duck Dynasty.
Uh-huh.
I tried. It was too stupid.
Wait a second. She's watching Duck Dynasty,
yeah.
And she goes, hey, Rob, this could be a good look for you.
Yeah, so she asked me to grow the beard out, so
is
I did.
Is that true, Marianne?
It is.
What's the matter with you? You're riding this soap too much, I think. I think the fumes are starting to get to you.
I like the beard.
Yeah, so I grew it out for her.
Aw, that's
nice. It does seem to work on you.
She used to braid it and everything, so.
Braid it?
Yes, all the time.
It wasn't too, like, kinky? Like, to...
No. No, it's actually
My beard
soft.
Grew straight, and just the same as the hair I used to have on my head.
Right. I can relate to that. Well, why don't we just get into this?
Sure.
We are talking about soap. Soap, 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 soap. You make your own soap.
Yes, I do.
SSsoaps.net.
Correct. It's Scrumptious Scrubs.
Scrumptious Scrubs.
Scrumptious Scrubs.
And our website is SSsoaps.net.
So there's three S's.
Three S's. SSSoaps.net.
Okay. On your journey of life, what brought you to Trenton?
My grandparents lived in Trenton. I always came here all the time, and I loved it. When I was little, we used to go to Cowwater Park all the time, go sledding with my dad and my cousins and my uncle, and I just loved it here. I loved all the old houses, and we were driving around, and we decided we wanted to move back. We were looking at a lot of the old houses and trying to figure out which was the right one for us, and we finally found it.
Our kids are all grown, so our oldest is going to be, what, 32 now?
What?
What?
Yeah.
You have a 32-year-old kid?
He's 30.
He'll be 31.
Oh, he'll be 31. I'm sorry.
Still.
If he was 20.
I know. I'm thinking like you have like teenagers maybe.
No, our youngest is 21.
Wow. You guys look good.
How old are you? I got to ask.
Marianne's 7 days older than me. We both just turned 50.
Wow.
And you have a 30-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And a 20-year-old.
It's all that clean living.
It's all that soap.
And so
that's what it is. They keep washing their face and hands, and that's why they look like this.
It's the soap. We drink lots of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't go in the sun unless you have to.
It's just like these common sense things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. I'm like stupefied right now. I can't believe they have a 30-year-old son.
I know. That's amazing. And does he live in Trenton?
No. He's in Toms River.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Ocean County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he's ex-military, just got his bachelor's degree, and we don't know what he's going to do. He wants to move to Texas.
Oh.
Hmm. How long was it before you moved to Trenton, and where'd you move from?
We were in Allentown originally.
Okay.
We were living in Allentown, and then we moved here 2 years ago in April.
Allentown, New Jersey.
Yes, Allentown, New Jersey.
That's a cute little town.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Again, I grew up here, you know, in the area.
Yeah, so you knew the area. So what area did you finally settle on?
In Glen Afton.
Oh, beautiful area.
Glen Afton. Mm-hmm. Yes, very nice.
Originally, we went online. We found some... we wanted to live on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we went over, and every time we found out... they're all beautiful, the houses there.
Mm-hmm.
We got outbid, or, you know, just wasn't available or whatever. So then we started looking in Cadwalader Heights, found a house there, got outbid on that one. Then we went into Hiltonia, found a house, but the taxes were so high. We actually bought a house for more money, but the taxes were less.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
But we found the perfect house for us in Glen Afton, and we love it.
A Dutch colonial or not?
There's three different types of English tutors. Ours is, I forget what they call it, but it's a type of English tutor.
Oh, okay. I've seen those there too. Yeah. Well, that's what's cool about Trenton. There are so many different housing types. There's something for everybody. Like, you could find something modern. You could find something really old. You could find something from the 20s. You could find a mansion. Yours is from the 20s.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, it's, all the styles are different.
So Glen Afton, that's North Trenton, correct?
It's right on 29.
Basically on 29 and you go to the right and it's right there.
But where's South Trenton?
We're South Trenton.
And I was just looking on a map and Glen Afton is above us. So how is that west?
I think it's because it's...
on the river.
Yeah.
We're on a river.
Right.
It's well, not... our backyard is the Trenton Country Club.
And the canal.
And near right Sullivan canal. Way, near that area.
Excuse me?
Near Sullivan Way?
Yes.
I have absolutely no idea. I called my wife and me. I'm starting to
one
believe
day
this.
I'll take
I have
you,
no
I'll
idea where I am in the world. I have no idea where I am in the world.
He doesn't. He really doesn't. I was like, where in the world is Frank? He doesn't know.
At least Carmen Santiago knows where she is. No one else knows where she is. I don't know where I am.
Right. It's true.
And it's quite annoying. I got to tell
you. That's why he loves GPS.
Oh, I love GPS. I'll go around the block with GPS.
I have no sense of direction either.
Thank you, Marianne.
Nothing.
Now, I noticed this basket here full of little things wrapped in like raffia paper and like some, I don't know, what is that? Just string?
We wrap in all recycled paper and hemp string.
Hemp string?
Yeah.
Really? It's very natural, very rustic looking, which I like.
All their soaps are vegan. They're made with shea butter, olive oil, and coconut oil, so there's no animal products.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's paraben-free. We use a lot of essential oils. We do have some scent-free things.
How'd you get into this? Like, of the thousands and millions of things you could have done, why make soap? Isn't that being done already?
I used to do sugar scrubs. That's how I originally started doing it.
Sugar scrubs.
Yes.
So like an exfoliating.
Exfoliating, wash your hands with them, scrub your hands, get all the dead skin off. And then Robert and I went to New York one day, and we were walking around, and we found a shop, and they had glycerin soaps.
Okay.
And I really liked them. I got them, but when I used them, they melted right away.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I can make this myself. So I started reading a lot of things, and then I started making my own soap. So making it for ourselves, and then it just grew.
Decided not to do the glycerins because they're great soaps, but they're gone in 2 days.
Right. Yeah, I've used them, right. I know.
Even humidity will turn them to slime, and then they just go right down the drain.
Right. They must have a low melting point. Is that it?
Like high melting.
A high melting point.
Right.
So they just kind of like...
So these don't, like, even when we do shows out in the summer, they don't melt.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just trying to understand, why not make candles? Why not paint? Why this?
I love to smell good. And actually, I found out from my aunt that my great-grandmother used to make soap.
So I guess
I have the soap gene.
Yes, okay. Yeah, it's in there.
She lived in Trenton, and they used to...
Tallow.
The fat, yeah, they used to render everything, because they recycled everything back then. You reused everything.
Right.
So, but she used to make soap, so my
now,
aunt...
Now, we first met Mary Ann. Actually, we met Rob first.
Right. Yes.
At the Trenton Farmers Market.
Yep.
Correct.
So he's this heavy looking dude, like heavy duty looking dude. I'm saying he's fat. I'm saying that he's like, you know, intimidating.
Built, yes.
He's built.
And he was like selling these beautiful soaps.
And he's selling soap. I'm like, this guy.
He's like, I'm doing this for my wife.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just here for my wife. It's like when your wife sends you to the store to get like feminine products, you throw a Popular Mechanics in there to mix it up a little bit. This is for my wife, everybody online.
Well, I think it was, wasn't it shop local for Christmas? You were at the farmer's market.
Is that what it was?
I think that's when we met. Like when we actually...
We're there all year round. It's just that when the big shows come up, we'll disappear for a week or two, and then we're back again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not that we're trying to propagate, you know, fear or anything. However, being that everybody's on lockdown right now, how are you guys selling your soap?
We are doing mail order.
Mm-hmm.
And until this is all over, we're doing 25% off all of our soaps.
Wow.
So if you put in the coupon code LUCKY, you'll get 25% off your order of $20 or more. And if you spend over $50, we're doing free shipping. So just put the coupon code in, free ship.
Okay, so we have two coupon codes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The first coupon code is LUCKY. The second coupon code is free ship.
Correct.
Okay, you hear that podcast here? LUCKY, free ship. Now, let me ask you this. Can they do both coupon codes?
They can. You can combine.
So we got some high-tech programming on your website.
And then we are also offering, for $30 or more, we will do free curbside delivery to Trenton, Lawrenceville, Ewing, Hamilton, Bordentown, and the borough of Allentown.
That's wonderful.
So basically a 10-mile radius.
So you're scared to leave your house.
If you're scared.
You can be. Like that. That's your freedom to feel that way. Stay home, but you can still get your fix of soap.
Just call me. We'll run your credit card through, and then I'll just come drop it off and put it wherever you tell me. And I'll text you and let you know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'll just drop it off at your doorstep and leave.
That is great. If you're washing your hands, as you really always should be.
Yeah.
Yes. It shouldn't be a new thing that you should be washing your hands.
Don't even get me started.
That blows my mind.
It's 2020. I was expecting the flying car by now. No, we're telling people to wash their hands.
So what you need to do is if you're going to the bathroom or maybe you've been outside or you were at the gym or you're somewhere in public, like I walk through the park and I pick up garbage and I still do. When I come home, I don't make myself a pizza. The first thing I do is wash my hands.
Right.
So if you are being obedient to that, which you should have been when your mother told you to do that when you were a kid, and you don't want to wash your hands with dish soap, which I'm finding if I'm not careful and I'm not being aware of what I'm using to wash my hands have gotten really dry.
Right. I just started making body butters. So since everybody's hands are incredibly dry right now with all the extra washing, I have a shea butter, coconut oil, jojoba oil, vitamin E oil. Body butter.
Oh, awesome.
So they're great for your hands, so soften them a little.
So wash your hands with this beautiful smelling soap that is totally vegan and additive free, healthy to use, good for the environment. And then you can then moisturize your hands with something beautiful too.
Yes.
And then what do you do after that?
Then you relax.
No, it's like an all-day thing.
Put some...
It's like an all-day affair with all the soap and shea butter.
You wash. What is it? You sing happy birthday twice or something?
I'm sorry. I'm not singing happy birthday twice.
You don't have to sing it out loud.
I can't believe we are in...
And then you put your cream on and then you relax.
And then I got to remember not to eat Tide Pods.
You put on some kind of BritBox or something and you watch right. a show.
Well, of course, it has or to be British related.
Read a book from Classics.
Right.
That you purchased online. Because Classics isn't open to browsers right now, but right. you can purchase online. Just a plug.
She's also doing sanitizer sprays, too.
Oh, really?
We just got a big order of we bought moonshine. It's all made from 190 proof moonshine.
This is wonderful.
Wait, what?
Let me hear about this.
It's 190 proof moonshine.
Okay. Which is almost 100% alcohol.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so. And then we're putting aloe in it and some essential oils.
So again, it's vegan.
Yes.
It's all natural.
Yes.
Awesome. So you're using moonshine as hand sanitizer.
Yes.
But it also has other qualities.
Yes. So the aloe makes your hands a little soft, right. so it's not going to completely dry you out.
Right, because the people using hand sanitizer,
right.
that's really drying.
Now, right. Podcastia, if I feel like we have to tell you this, mm-hmm. Podcastia, you don't drink it.
No, don't drink it.
Don't drink it. Don't eat it.
We're not in prohibition. You can. The liquor stores are open.
Yeah, we have liquor stores now.
Yes.
To buy moonshine or make your own.
Well, they have moonshine in liquor stores, but buy that one. Don't
right. Buy the
drink
one in the store. Don't make
not
your
to
own.
Drink.
Not right. to drink.
And don't take the right. Resto's soap and do silly things with it. Just wash yourself with it.
Yes. Hands, whole nice. Body.
Right.
We also have shampoo bars for your hair.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you got a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes.
You have conditioner?
Not yet. Oh. No, just the shampoo. That's another process. So
okay.
just the shampoo bars right now.
Cool. This is wonderful.
Now, Rob, do you guys have any kind of shaving product?
She makes a shaving soap.
You make real? Like a shaving cream?
The soap where you lather it up with a brush.
Yeah.
I don't have any hair just like you, so I brush my head and everything, and then I shave it.
Really? What's the name of that product called?
Shaving soap.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. She looks at me as if to say, you stupid idiot.
She did not.
Shaving soap. And she gives me a little grin afterwards. Like,
I have the shaving soap, and then we also have a beard balm.
And what's that?
Beard balm?
Beard balm. So it's my beard balm is vegan.
B-A-L-M?
Yes, B-A-L-M. That has shea butter, coconut oil. I use candela wax, which is a plant-based wax.
Mm-hmm.
And I put some essential oils in it. So it's good to rub on your beard. And then it's also good for the skin underneath.
Mm.
Keeps you nice and soft. Mm-hmm. It's healing. Well,
could you use that on your head as a scalp treatment?
I don't think so. Could. I would say
it's
no.
It wouldn't hurt you.
Is it a different skin up there?
No.
It's not? No.
No, you could use it, like a lot of guys use it on their beard, but again, it's good for the skin underneath because sometimes you get a little acne underneath mm-hmm. and a little
okay.
dry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
maybe even use it on your head.
Well, wait a minute. I've been using that cream you gave me. And it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have this, something else. I wonder if it's if it's better than that.
Well, the stuff I bought was just on sale at ShopRite. It wasn't I don't even
it's
know.
Good. If, I
it's
like
probably
it.
Not.
Well, it smells great, though.
You have it on now?
No, but she puts bay rum in it.
Ooh.
Really?
Yes.
You're into the whole liquor end of it. So you don't have any of that on right now?
No.
Do you have anything that has a nice aroma?
Yeah, I bathed with the French lavender soap this morning.
Ooh.
Come here a minute. Come here, I want to smell you. Come here.
Oh, come on.
No, come here. I want to smell. I want to
why
see
don't you get
is,
up?
If this is for real. I can't get up. I'm in front of the board. I'm doing
I can't get up. I can't
we're all trapped here.
Come on,
you'll
Robert.
Have to smell them later.
Kick it back. Smell you later. I'm going to smell Robert. Hang on.
I don't know if you can smell it.
Wow, I do smell it.
Yeah, I guess I do smell French lavender.
He smells very fresh.
He does.
Well, I remember last time you were here, you gave me a beautiful sampling of all your stuff, and I'm making my way through it. Like, I go in the bag, and I smell, like, which one do I want? Okay, I'll take this one, and I pull it into the shower with me.
Now,
yeah.
Tilt that basket over to me. I want to see what we have in here. We have some pink soap.
Let's see. I have... Oh, so I have rose soap. I have lilac.
I like the ridges in that. What's with the ridges?
So I cut, everything is hand cut. So we have, it's like a waffle cutter.
Mm-hmm.
It has ridges, so it gives everything like a waffle cut.
Looks
so you
like
get a
candy.
Really good lather.
It looks like snacks.
Don't eat it.
No. I do have potty mouth soap, though, for when you're banned.
Potty mouth soap?
Yes.
What does that taste like?
Pine
that's
tar.
The old-fashioned pine tar soap.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The old-fashioned brown soap, so it's called potty mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I have charcoal soap. I have oatmeal. I have calamine. I have mosh pit
Ooh,
soap.
I love that
Ooh,
one.
Look at that one.
The colors are beautiful.
Yeah. All this is on the website?
Yes.
There are pictures of these things?
Yes.
Podcaster, you got to check this soap out. It's like art.
And I remember last time you were here, it was before the holidays, so you had one called Elf Farts?
I do.
Elf
yes.
Farts.
Elf Farts.
I love it already.
I actually gave that one as a gift.
It's a fun one. Yeah, that's cinnamon and clove essential oil.
Yes, it was very nice.
Elf farts. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Because like elf farts are beautiful.
Yes.
Well, I would think unicorns are more beautiful.
Well, they're glittery. There's glitter in that.
And we have fairy soap, which is sparkly.
Now, how come that has a cool name, Elf Farts, but for the shaving cream, it's called just shaving cream. Shaving soap.
Like, what? She wanted to keep it simple for the guys.
But Elf Farts, that I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be like prank soap, like it smells bad.
No, but...
No, it smells wonderful.
But women will buy like that, cookies. I think.
It smells like cookies. Yes. Now, Rob, you do this full-time as well with the soap?
Yeah, I wrap the bars. Marianne makes a soap, I wrap them. I sell them.
He's my rapper.
He's the rapper and the seller.
Yeah, I'm a professional rapper.
You're just basically home with a mask on and your fumes and your mad science in the basement.
Yes.
I even have a rapper name, too.
Oh, what is it?
Big Rah Rah. Go! Now, I got this name while walking around Manhattan. We went in front of Capitol Records, and this big dude was selling his CDs in front of Capitol Records.
Okay. Nice.
So I bought one.
Sounds like a New York scene.
Yeah, it's a gangster rap. So I bought one, and he autographed it to me. And I said, he said, what's your name? I said, Robert. He says, all right, Big Rah Rah. So that's how I got my rapper name.
He
Big
gave Rah you Rah. A rapper name. Well, very
that's
cool.
That's like being a drag queen. You're given your name.
Your drag
Same
name.
Thing with rapping. You're given your rapper name.
Very good. Congratulations.
Big Rah Rah.
Except he's a W-R-A-P-P-E-R.
Right.
Oh, well.
That kind of rapper. That's okay. That's more useful, I think, sometimes.
I don't know. Well, do you rap when you rap?
No.
Wow. Are you a frustrated rapper like me? Do you want to be a rapper, but just you can't do it?
I used to play guitar in a death metal band back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, but I listen to everything. Rap. I love rap music, too.
So you don't have a desire to rap?
No, I can't rap.
Frank can't rap, but he does have the desire to rap.
Which is bad.
Which I really wish he would stop.
Because I'll never forget, Christina went to Thailand last year. And one of the days, I have this big speaker in the house. It's called the Job Rocker. It's very loud. It's like used for construction work. I'm not going to do construction, but that's just the name of what it is, Job Rocker. Anyway, so I had Eminem blasting one day. Blasting. And I'm coming down the stairs screaming, rapping. I'm screaming. And it was really, really bad. And I'm like, you know, if Christina saw this right now, she would probably want a divorce. It's so much fun when you can actually do it. And it sounds amazing. Really good, it sounds amazing.
But you can do it on your own, in your own, the privacy of your own home, and just enjoy yourself.
That's the way I feel there about old school R&B, like Barry White, Al Green. When no one's home, I have a stereo that actually shakes the house.
Rob's walking around, sit on my piano, baby. Eat my corsage.
So I'm singing in the shower.
I mean, if my neighbors are pissing me off, I'll open the windows and blast death metal.
Oh, you're that guy? Really?
No.
But normally, I'll have Barry White or something.
Yeah.
White. Interesting. I would never think.
All right.
You listen to Barry White.
I'll tell you the story. You're going to laugh.
Good.
My father was this 5'4" little Puerto Rican guy. And in the 70s, when I'd have my friends over, my dad bought this stereo at Sears. And it was the greatest thing, you know. Spent $500 on this. Now it's a piece of crap. But back then, that was the thing. It was
beautiful.
Right, exactly.
And he got the Barry White Gold album.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm watching TV in the living room, my friends. Here comes my dad. Back then, they used to wear those cowboy western shirts.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, so my dad comes in, and he's blasting the Barry White. And he's dancing in the living room, embarrassing the hell out of me and my brother. And so we just got up with our friends, and, you know, friends are laughing at us, and we left. But now that we're older, my brother and I, my little brother is 47 now, and the two of us have every Barry White song, Al Green, and all those bands and singers and everything from back then.
It truly is a testament to your product, Marianne. The fact that he says, my younger brother is 47.
Right.
You guys look amazing. Right. You really do.
Yes. Paul looks actually a lot older than us.
Well, he's not using the soap as much,
there
I
you
guess.
Go. Who's he married to? What is she doing?
He's never married.
There you go. There's the problem right there.
Aww.
He could have married into soap. He should help you rap. Does anybody ever, do you ever have to hire anybody? Are there any busy parts of your business, busy seasons?
We do get busy around the holidays. Mm-hmm.
Is that your busiest time?
Always.
Really, yeah. The holidays.
Just the yes. Elf farts alone, we sell over 1,000 bars in the month of Christmas.
Wow.
You sell 1,000 bars of Elf soap.
We sold a lot of Elf farts. Elf yeah.
Farts. Wow. She has seasonal soap. Every season comes, and mm-hmm. she does certain soaps each season.
Oh, so 4 times a year.
So what were you doing for St. Paddy's Day? What was this?
Usually we have a party. Mm-hmm. This year we just sat and watched TV and looked at each other. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
this year it's a little bit different. So
we didn't have anybody over. We didn't make. Both of us are on a vegan diet, so we weren't okay. making the corned beef anyway.
Mm-hmm. We would have come over.
We weren't. We're not allowed.
Oh, we had vegetables, and our main course was potatoes.
Oh,
ouch!
That's a meal.
You should totally bring your soap over to Tiernog, which is an Irish pub yeah. in Trenton.
Yes,
it's not Hamilton, people. It's not Hamilton. It's Trenton.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Tiernog?
I've never been there, but I know where it is.
We both know where it is.
Yeah. What a great
That
place.
Was my brother's hangout here, huh?
Really? Because we just discovered it because about a month or two ago, they were doing the Trenton Passport, where you go to all the different restaurants to go to visit different countries around the world. Frank went there to have a beer, and he's like, you've got to come here. You'd love this place.
Oh,
I'm like,
fantastic.
I can't believe I've lived here for almost 20 years, and I have not been there. So then we've been there now 3 times since. That.
Oh, fantastic.
You guys have to interview my brother, Paul.
Really?
Okay.
His name is Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows him as...
He's like...
His brother, everybody knows him. He's known as Neanderthal.
I've done that.
He's known as Neanderthal?
Neanderpaul.
Oh, Neanderpaul. I like that name. Neanderpaul.
All his friends call him Neanderpaul.
That is hilarious.
But Paul knows...
What's his deal?
He knows every club... bar, everything in the area. He's gotten in fist fights and almost everyone thrown out, arrested, and everything.
Marianne is mortified right now.
I wish we could have a camera on Marianne.
I really,
right now.
We've got to switch to video soon. So, we've got to get this show on
if
video.
If you want to have a good time, you go out with my brother.
And he lives in Trenton?
I don't want to get arrested.
Actually,
though.
He did live in the area. He moved. He lives one block from the Stone Pony in Asbury Park.
Oh, really? Wow, he's been thrown talking about the Stone Pony.
Yeah.
He's been thrown out of every bar over there, too.
Oh, God bless him. I like this guy. Goodness. I already like him. Neanderthal. It's like, so when his knuckles are bloody, say, would you walk here?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's a little guy. He's not a big guy. He's a little guy.
But they call him Neanderthal, but why? Is he a nut job?
No, that's his...
That's his rapping name?
No, he's on Facebook or whatever he does.
Okay. What does he do for a living?
Oh, God. It's a good thing Marion doesn't sit next to me because she put her hand over my mouth. Paul's had about 20 jobs in the last 2-3 years.
Maybe his real talent is making soap. Who knew?
I think maybe his talent is being a kind of like social director, telling people these are the bars you should hang out
in. That's probably what he should do.
Like this bar is great for this.
He's like the next Zagat.
He does bring a lot of people over though. When I do some of my shows, he comes to. He does.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, right. So he's a good promoter. Yeah.
He is.
There you
Paul?
Go.
She loves you, Paul.
There you go.
She's a little embarrassed. That's all.
People have these hidden talents. They just have to direct them differently. That's all. But I also want to mention Rob because he was so helpful to us the other day because we were, you know, if you're home now and you're not working your regular jobs and you have a lot of time on your hands, you start looking around the house looking for a project. So I'm like, you know, I've been wanting to paint the living room. I should take advantage of this time. And before we were all back to the regular routine, and I'm like, I'm going to paint the living room. So we found out that Home Depot was open. They are open, and they're open certain hours, same as the other home improvement stores. And we made our way over there.
Yeah, we
and
go
it was
into
kind
Home
of,
Depot.
I mean, it wasn't empty. It was pretty
busy. Yeah, it was pretty busy.
Busy.
But we go in there, and you're over by the color chart.
That's where I go all the time.
I'm on the phone. I'm talking to Bernard, very good friend of the show.
Yes.
Bernard McMullen, Bernie Mac. And I see you talking to some guy. And this other couple,
well,
and
he,
one of them wore a mask on. And you were like,
"No,
and
she
I'm
didn't
like,
have him stop talking.
She had gloves on.
She had gloves
That's
on.
That's what it was,
right?
Yeah, but I'm thinking, what is she getting? I thought you were getting into an argument over there.
No, I wasn't. Why would I get?
I don't know.
No, this couple was being helped. I just wanted to look at paint colors, which is what I do. I'm like, I don't want any help. I just want to look.
Right.
But I was listening to, it happened to be Rob, helping this couple out. He was so knowledgeable and so helpful.
Right.
And then he was like, hey, when are you going to put my wife's podcast up?
Yeah, I'm like, who the heck are you?
I looked at him and like, oh my God, we've been trying to get in touch with you. Because the file was corrupt, so we couldn't put the podcast up. So we've been trying to get in touch with Marianne to redo it.
To no avail.
But I think then this was because the timing had to be right. And this is how it's all been planned out.
Sometimes these things happen for a reason.
Absolutely. So we got to talking, we rescheduled and so on. But also, Rob was so helpful in helping me pick out the kind of paint and how much paint we should get. And it came out beautiful.
And to every husband's fear, to speak to that for a second. Okay, we're getting 2 gallons. We're doing this. We're getting that color. Fine. Great. Christina walks away.
And then I always do.
And then I'm asked the question, okay, so what finish do you want? I'm like, oh, no. Where is she? Where is she?
I didn't go that far.
It felt like you were miles and miles away.
I was in the springtime area.
The springtime area.
Seasonal?
Yes, I guess. Seasonal, that's what they call it.
So, anyway, the springtime area. The big sign, springtime area. Oh, he's over there. And then, but he gave us his paint that it's scuff-proof.
It's the first ever matte, which is washable, matte, and scuff-proof. So if you have, like, a dining room and a chair hits the wall, it's more durable than regular paint. It'll actually not scuff or...
It won't scuff. I tried to scuff it up. I used the non-scuff part where I was trying to make it scuff. I couldn't make it long. But then I used the unscuff-proof one.
Yeah.
No, and I was scuffing that up, no problem.
The scuff-proof. The scuff-proof. Yeah. Not the unscuff-proof.
No, the unscuff-proof I was marking up.
Right.
The scuff-proof, I couldn't mark it up. I was trying to mark it up.
Yeah, we've only had it for about the last 5 or 6 months. It's a new Behr product, and it is selling like crazy. And the thing is, anybody who buys it, that's all they buy.
Right.
They won't come back. They won't buy anything else but the scuff defense.
It just made such a nice... Because I purchased a really dark color. It's called Starless Night. Yeah. It's a navy blue, dark navy blue. So you know that if something hits it, you see that.
Yeah.
It does work even better with the darker colors. Mm-hmm. And just to let you know, the Trenton store is the number one store in the state. We sell more scuff defense than any other Home Depot in the state.
Wow.
And that's located exactly where?
Our store is on Olden Avenue.
Yeah, so it came out beautiful. Now, originally I was like, oh, it's matte. It's going to be, so it's already dark. It's going to be, there's not going to be any like light bouncing off of it. But I got to say, I love it. It's a real nice contemporary look.
Very cool. It looks like something out of a magazine.
Love it. Because my trim is really almost like a pure white. So the contrast between the two, it just looks fantastic. And it didn't take me long. It took me like, you were like, I can't believe you finished already.
Yeah.
It goes on really easy. 2 coats, no primer.
Well, it has primer built in.
Right. But I'm saying that step was eliminated. So I just did 2 coats and done.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy. I mean, with people being home, a lot of wives are giving their husbands the to-do list.
Right.
And they're coming out and buying lots of paint and getting all those projects done that they had no time for before.
Right.
Do it.
Lots of decks, too. Lots of stain and lots of deck over we've been selling.
Good. My final question for you guys, and feel free both of you to answer on your own or jointly. Your dream Trenton, what does it look like?
The way it used to be a long time ago. Okay. Small stores, small businesses. At some point, we would like to have our own little shop.
That would be lovely.
And, you know, and have a few other little artists in there with us. But, yeah.
That's being worked on right now.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
That's in Trenton?
Yeah. Yeah, Mitch from the Lambertville Golden Nugget Flea Market. Is looking to get, you know Mitch?
No, but I know of him and the Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a building with some space inside, similar to what they're doing in Manhattan. A lot of these shops are open up with a lot of different artists inside.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to do something like that. He definitely wants us in there. Okay. Plus, a lot of local Trenton artists are going to be in there. So we'll
be
see.
Great.
But that's in Trenton, though.
That's in Trenton. I think it's on State Street.
Sweet.
Fantastic.
That is
We're looking forward to that.
Very cool.
I know that we want to make sure that you guys are out there in Podcastia are shopping local. If you love Trenton, then please support the businesses that are trying to make it in a tough time. But we know that even though things are bad, or seemingly bad as far as economics go, people are making money at this time.
They are.
And we want to help them to stay alive, and we want to help business to thrive and come back stronger than ever when this is all over in a week.
That's right.
Well, my dream, Trenton, is I would love to see a comedy club in Trenton, maybe a couple other clubs where some really great bands can come. Michael Iwanuka, which was just in Philly. We missed the show, but we would love to have a club where he can come there. And we did go to the Teddy Swims show in Philadelphia. That was at the Factory. And, I mean, we would just love to have a club that can have all these... on YouTube, there's a lot of great new musicians coming up. And they're not going through the record companies. They're doing it all themselves.
Yep, that's right.
And they're getting famous and everything, but... You know, the tickets are so cheap, and it's such a great show. Love to have a place in Trenton like that.
Now, what kind of music is that? Is that it?
Well, Teddy does more R&B. He's an R&B singer. Mm-hmm. He's from Georgia. And Iwanuka, I think he's British, but his music is more indie rock. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go to a show, but we wouldn't have got there until midnight. I had to open the store the next day at 5 in the morning. So I was like, all right, by the time we get home, we get about 2 hours sleep and take a shower and go to work. So we didn't go, but I wish we did.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to Mill Hill Basement or?
Yeah. Wednesday nights used to go there.
Yeah.
Dave is the bartender down there. Dave, he comes into Home Depot all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Funny. He's a funny dude.
So there is a music scene. It just needs to be expanded, I think, even more, right? Is what you're saying. Like,
yeah. My brother used to go. I'm not telling people don't go. But my brother was, every Wednesday night, my brother was down there, Johnny B. Mm-hmm. And Jay Battle on the DJs and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just a great time. And it was on a Wednesday night, so it's kind of, you know, really relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mill Hill is awesome.
Yeah.
Michael Jerome was on the show a while ago, Dramatic Prague. He said the same thing about there being more music clubs.
He also remembers
City Gardens.
City Gardens, that was it. I always want to say Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace?
I don't know why. What's that? But it's the City Gardens. I'm sorry.
Right. My brother's got a ton of City Gardens stories, if you want that. You know what's funny? I was never really... fortunate enough to go to any shows there. My brother was the one that went all the shows, and I was the one that went to work. I worked 6-7 days a week.
Wow.
Construction stuff. My brother was at, and I'd hear Monday, "Oh man, you missed it. There was a brawl, and the cops came, and we jumped and we ran." You know, I was like,
"You're like, yeah, but the heat is on."
And
so.
I was working, and the lights are on. Right.
What is that too, Wagon?
I have a quick question. One more question for you. Would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
That'd be great.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia. Let's see what this guest has to plug.
TrentonWaves.com. You can go there. Check us out. TrentonWaves.com. Check us out on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram. Like us. Follow us. Like us many, many hundreds of times. Can you do that? Can you like something more than once?
Yes.
Facebook? And
oh, I don't know.
Was a quick turnaround. Yes, I think so. I don't know. You sound like Bernard. Anyway.
TrentonWaves.com. You can find us all there.
You can share it more
You can
than
share
once.
It. Right. Well, that's what it was. You can share.
Yes.
Guys, where can people find you? Where can people know you? Where can people see you? Where can they go online to experience all things soap?
You can go to our website, sssoaps.net. You can also find us at the Trenton Farmers Market. We will be in May at the Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market, Asbury Park Punk Rock Flea Market. Many shows that we're going to be doing, we'll put them on our website as they come along.
A lot of stuff, of course, was canceled or rescheduled, so we really can't say right now, but...
You can find us on Facebook as well. So we will list our shows on Facebook, on Instagram. It's Scrumptious Scrubs under Facebook. And Scrumptious Scrubs under Instagram.
Oh, okay.
You can find us. Yes.
So Scrumptious Scrubs, wherever.
Yes.
And then it's ssoaps.net.
Yes. SSSOAPS.net. And you can also call or text me at 609-634-3945.
Anybody need paint, come to Home Depot, see me or my boss, Harriet. I don't know, it's just fun. Meet all kinds of people. It's so funny because before you did the mannequin podcast, I sold him paint 2 days before the podcast. So when the podcast came, I was like, I know that dude.
Oh, that's so funny. You know what? I was in ShopRite last night and he was online in front of me, mannequin. I'm like, dude, this guy's like,
interesting dude. Around.
Yeah, he's an interesting dude, that guy. He really is mannequin.
I've met so many people. Johnny Carmichael, who did a R&B song back in the 80s, which the Insane Clown Posse did.
Yeah.
He lives right here in Trenton.
Oh, wow. We need to get him
on the show.
Yeah. I only met him a couple times. If he comes in for paint again, I'll get his number.
Don't give him any stirrers unless you give him our phone number. Or write our phone number on the paint stirrer.
There you go.
I'll try to get him for you. I'm trying to think who else. I met so many people. Oh, my God.
Well, people always need paint, right?
People always need paint.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just like soap.
Yep, paint and soap.
Paint the room, you take a shower. That's
all. You know who actually sold paint yesterday to the Hebrew Hammer?
Oh, Dan.
Yeah, Daniel.
Yeah. Daniel Lapidow.
Yep, he was
that guy.
His mom comes in all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He is such a character, that guy.
Yeah, he's really cool.
I like that interview a lot.
He's so cool.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go wrap it up.
Okay.
This has been yet another
episode. We're going to wrap it up.
We're going to... We're going to wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Oh, stop. Please, please.
See, that's what happens.
I like that.
You know, see, thank you, Marianne.
Don't encourage him.
Thank you very much. I'm not the Beastie Boys.
All
I'm
right.
Not
okay.
All right.
Okay.
This has been another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.